Because Waco, that's why. Good morning again, Daniel Valdez again. It is a pleasure and honor to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. Bands of America Waco Regional Championships are in the books. Let's put a Central Texas-sized cherry on it, a Waco-sized cherry on it. Awesome stuff from all of the programs who competed at the Bands of America Waco Regional Championships. I can see this contest being a thing for years and years and years and years to come. I really hope it is. It's such a great contest. The uniqueness of this contest makes it really, really, really cool at the end of the season for all these, the majority of the 5A programs that ended up competing here. So let's go over the results. Let's go over the stuff, and we'll talk a little bit. So thank you all so much for joining me, of course, as always. First of all, we got to congratulate the now two-time Bands of America Waco Regional Champions. This is Cedar Park. It's the Cedar Park High School Band, 91.5, popping 91s here. Congratulations to the Wolfpack with their show Mirror Mirror. We all know they sound fantastic, but their visual program is incredible too. I mean, just visuals all over the place, playing while doing body movements and stuff, multiple responsibilities. That's how you get points. My friends, that's how you do it. So congratulations to Cedar Park High School and No Doubter. Excellent stuff from 91.50. Let's go over the finalists. Roma High School, 79.075. Congratulations to Roma. I love when they make finals. I love when they make finals representing Deep South Texas. Congratulations. Richland High School back in finals, 80.05. Burleson Centennial with that awesome drumline, 81.275. Colleyville Heritage, 81.95. Love that show. Argyle High School with an 82 flat, 82.0. First time at a Bands of America regional contest. By the way, they're an 8-time UIL state champion. So it's been long overdue. They finally make the leap to Bands of America, try their hand on it, first contest, and they get into finals. So congratulations to Argyle High School. Lovejoy High School, 82.90. Exceptional music program there. Congratulations to them. McKinney North continuing their fantastic season, 85.35. Aledo High School, again, another fantastic sounding program, 85.70. Leander High School at 87.55. Very improved from Leander. Great stuff from them. Awesome to start peaking right at this time. Rouse High School, 88.25. 89.90 goes to the Mo and Gene Johnson Machine. If you saw them at Waco or if you watched on BOALive.tv, I hope you saw that TexasBands.com Easter egg. We have a poker chip in their casino riding high. Bet it. Bet it all on Texas Bands. I love it. Congratulations to Mo and Gene Johnson. They are going to Grand Nationals in 2 weeks. I cannot wait to see them. You're going to love their show. It is all sorts of fun. And then, of course, Cedar Park High School, 91.50. So we had a lot of program. Obviously, we saw pretty much all of the programs that were here at this contest were 5A programs. There is not a state contest this year for odd numbered conferences. So a lot of these programs ended their competitive season here at Waco, and you could definitely tell. You could definitely tell. I'm gonna explain that in a second. So we had programs that did that. You had programs who are winding down their season. They got San Antonio Super Regional later this week, and then their competitive season is done. And of course, you have Mo and Gene Johnson, who's got like another 2.5 weeks, almost feels like 2.5 months of contests to go through before their competitive season is done. The one thing that I noticed, the one thing that I really, really enjoyed seeing, and I love seeing this no matter what contest it is, I don't care what circuit you're in, I love seeing this when the show's finished and the kiddos on the field are just so ecstatic that it's time to go get the set pieces off the field. It's time to march off the field. You can hear them on the recordings. You can hear them on the stream that they go completely nuts. They're screaming, yelling, they're high-fiving each other, hugging, they're crying. It's such a great feeling to have. I know what that's like. That takes me back to when I was performing. It's such a cool thing to see them. Like, you just see this release, just this like, oh my gosh, we did it. And you could tell that a lot of performances, a lot of programs here really started peaking at this contest. And that's exactly what you want. You want your final contest. This is what directors tell kiddos all the time. He says, I want your final contest to be the best show of the year. your final performance should be the best show of the year. I don't care where it is. When the competitive season ends, you should be able to look at that last performance and look at it with reverence and love that you all accomplished something that you didn't think you could accomplish during the season. So congratulations to all those programs who made that happen. That was so cool watching it happen program after program after program. Show would finish and they scream out and yell and stuff. That's such a great feeling. That's so awesome to see. And now you're going to see more of that coming this week with the Super Regional and then state contest with UIL and the national championships as well. We're starting to get down to the end of the season. And that's it's mixed emotions. It's mixed emotions. A lot of people are like, hey man, this season's over. Oh my goodness. Thank goodness. And some of them are like, hey man, I don't get to put this uniform on again. I don't get to be with my friends in this setting, in this competitive setting again. So a lot of mixed emotions for the kiddos, a lot of that stuff going around. It's very important for these kiddos to continue staying focused, especially if you've got a competitive season still on the line. But this is a fantastic regional. I know a lot of people had a lot of fun performing at the stadium. McLean Stadium is such a great venue. It is such a great venue to have a marching contest in. Waco has been a part of the Texas marching band scene for a very, very long time. They went away for a while. But I'm glad it's back. I'm glad it's there. Of course, I have my own contentious history with that city, as we all know. But congratulations to everybody who performed at this contest. Finals was rocking. Awesome, awesome, awesome performances indeed. Congratulations to everybody. Congratulations to Cedar Park High School. Way to go. Proud of you all. Cedar Park. Here's the thing. Okay, let's talk one more thing about Cedar Park. And I've said this before, and I need to reiterate this again. When the aliens land and they're getting ready to take over human civilization and they bring their marching band out and we got to bring a marching band. I need a band. I got to choose a band that I got one performance and I have to win the contest. I got one performance. I got to win the contest. We're going against aliens. They got like light years more information and wisdom and training and all that stuff. I got to pick one band to win me the contest. I got to win this contest or human civilization is wiped off the face of the earth. I got to pick one program. I'm probably picking these guys. I'm probably picking Cedar Park because they know how to peak at finals. When the lights are on and it's your time and it's your show and this is it. You got to hit the home run. Anything less is unacceptable. These guys do it. They've been doing it for 20 years. How do they do it? I don't know. And I don't say this out of anger. I say this out of reverence and love for that program. Congratulations to the Cedar Park Band. Another trophy, another medal to put up there with that actually a live timber. They have a live Timberwolf inside their school. Guarding all this stuff, just the band stuff. Congratulations to them, Cedar Park High School, forever Cedar Park High. Way to go. Congratulations to everybody who competed at the event. I am done here. I will talk to you all in a few days because we got a lot of stuff to cover about Super Regional and State and Grand Nationals and everything. So get ready. Get ready. I'm going to need your energy. I need your love. And I've got a lot of that this season. So I appreciate you all so very much. Thank you for joining me. Take care. Adios. Bye-bye.